Joshua chapter 16, I want to talk about this division that there was, this line that there was dividing Judah, that's the two tribes, Judah, two and a half tribes, Judah and the 10 tribes, Ephraim, because the border that we're reading about here between Ephraim and Judah, this was to become the frontier between the 10 tribes and the two and a half tribes. And that border is referenced in a number of places. This actually is the road from Jerusalem to Jericho that Jesus uses in his parable of the Good Samaritan. We'll come back to that in a moment. But this border, which ran between the two, was later to become very significant to the prophets because, for example, Hosea says to Judah, the two tribes, don't go to Beth-Aven and sin. Beth-Aven was just over this border. Could possibly be another name for Bethel. But the point is that a number of the prophets make this point to Judah. Don't go the way of Israel, the 10 tribes and their idolatry. Don't just nip across the border to worship in their shrines and come back. So therefore, this line that divided, this frontier, this border, this boundary between Ephraim and Judah became extremely significant. Because the mentality was that, well, Judah thought, well, we've got Jerusalem, we've got the true temple of God in our territory, and we are better than them, they're apostate, but they nipped over the border, did their idolatry, and zipped back again. And they're warned several times not to do that. As I say, specifically there in Hosea, although Israel has sinned, you, Judah, don't do the same. Don't you cross over to Beth-Aven and sin. And the point is that this is typical, you know, of like the pastor who's caught on camera going into a brothel or whatever, or buying drugs or whatever. Don't think that you can live an apparently very spiritual life and then just nip off for a bit of sin and then come back. This is clearly the mentality of the flesh, that we think, well, it's just a little bit. I am upholding what I believe. I've met so many people who've done this, people who may be very hardcore, hardline, apparently believers, who will zip off for a bit of sin and come back. Now, you know, and act like nothing happened. This is clearly going to be a temptation for every one of us to maintain our religious life, our spiritual life, and yet think, well, I can just nip over the border and do my thing and come back. Well, no, this is sin, and this is why Judah had to be warned about it. And so, having said that, I think that someone of the intellectual ability and the spiritual knowledge and perception of the Lord Jesus would have been aware of this, and I don't think it was just random that he chose the road from Jerusalem down to Jericho as the point where he was going to tell his parable about the Good Samaritan, because the injured man who is going down from Jerusalem to Jericho along that road that divided the 10 tribes and the two tribes, right along the dividing line between Judah and Ephraim, which we're reading about the definition of it here in Joshua 16, I don't think that was just made up just like that. I think Jesus had this in view because he knew that that road had been the place of so much sin, of how Judah slipped over into Ephraim, did their idolatry, and crossed back over that highway. And it's there that he says the man fell among thieves. And of course, the whole point of the parable was to show that you are all in this position. It was an answer to the question, so who's my neighbor? And the answer was, well, look, I'm the Good Samaritan. You know, the Jews said, don't we say, well, that you're a Samaritan and that you have a demon? The Good Samaritan is Jesus. the despised one who saved humanity when the priest and the Levite couldn't or wouldn't. And we therefore are the stricken man. So he's saying, yeah, you're all interested in your legalistic definition of who your neighbour is. Look, you are the stricken man in desperate need of me as your neighbour. That was the point of the parable. But he chooses the location as the Jerusalem-Jericho road, as the frontier of between Judah and Ephraim, because he knew that that road had been crossed so many times by the self-righteous who thought that, well, no, we're better than Ephraim. We don't worship golden calves. We've got the temple of Yahweh, etc. And we've got better kings generally than what they've got. But I will just nip over that line to sin and come back again. And he's saying that, look, that means that you are going to be that wounded man. This is every man. And it is only by my grace intervening in a way that the priest and the Levite, the law, could not do, only by that will you be saved. But, of course, the takeaway lesson is that we are to realize that, no, this is not for me. This is not the mentality. What God wants is wholehearted devotion to him. Not trying to calculate, not trying to think, yeah, well, most of the time I'm okay, but you've got to cut yourself a bit of slack, bit of sin, bit of relaxation, a bit of walking on the wild side. I'll slip over into Ephraim and do my thing and come back and no one will notice. It's this which is critically important to him, that we do not think like that.